I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. Michael Lindbaum here, and we are brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill Girls. For more on Till Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is May 31st. It is 7:55 in the morning at the time of this recording, which will... By the time this is up, it'll probably be like 8:30, 8:45 when it gets up. And we are going to be going over Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the San Jose Sharks and the Pittsburgh Penguins, which took place last night. The lineups for the San Jose Sharks were Tomas Hertl with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Jonas Donskoy, Melker Carlson with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubers with Nick Spaulding and Tommy Wingles. On defense, they had Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Justin Braun, Paul Martin with Brent Burns, Brendan Dillon with Roman Pulak, and Martin Jones in the net. And then for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they had Connor Sheary with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust, Carl Hagel with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackel with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair, Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang, Olli Maatto with Ben Lovejoy, Ian Cole with Justin Schultz, and Matt Murray starting in the net. And then going into the first period for the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals, at 8:54, Dana Zubers would be called for high sticking. Then at 12:46, Brian Rust would score his sixth of the playoffs from Justin Schultz and Chris Kunitz, their third and seventh respectively. Then at 13:48, Connor Sheary would score his third of the playoffs from Sidney Crosby and Olli Maatto, their 10th and 5th of the playoffs respectively. At the end of the first period, Pittsburgh would be up 2-0. Shots were 15-4 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 11-8 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 17-16 in favor of San Jose. On the power play, the Sharks did not have one, but Pittsburgh was 0-1. The analysis for the Sharks is that the San Jose Sharks are getting good looks, but the issue they are having is that ever since the Zubers penalty, the Pens have been surging. The Sharks need to play better as a team in their zone, especially when it comes to controlling the rebounds. Martin Jones played very well in the first, and Brent Burns, in my opinion, was the best Sharks player in this first period. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, after getting the lone power play of the period, the Pittsburgh Penguins surged. Sidney Crosby is creating plays and is a big reason for the Pens' 2-0 lead. The Pens are also doing a very good job of pressuring the Sharks' defense and creating chaos in front of the net. What the Sharks need to do is the San Jose Sharks need to get back to playing their game and do their best to draw some penalties. The Sharks need to also generate more scoring opportunities if they expect to score, and they need to shoot more than pass. Having only 5 shots in the first period or 4 shots in the first period is not enough to get goals in the net. As for the Pittsburgh Penguins, for what they need to do going into the second period is the Pittsburgh Penguins need to continue doing what they are doing. They're chipping the puck in and creating chaos in front of Martin Jones. The Pens need to continue to sustain this presence in order to win this game. Then, going into the second period, at 1:14 into the period, Ian Cole was called for hooking, which on that power play at 3:02, Tomas Hertl would score his 6th of the playoffs from Jonas Donskoy and Brent Burns, their 5th and 15th respectively. At 18:12, Patrick Marleau would score his 5th of the playoffs from Brent Burns and Logan Couture, their 16th and 17th assist of the playoffs respectively as well. Then at 18:52, Joe Pavelski would be called for tripping. And then both Joe Thornton and Evgeny Malkin would get called for roughing and slashing, respectively. At the end of the second period, the San Jose Sharks would be go into the second intermission tied 2-2. Shots were 23-17 in favor of the Penguins. Faceoffs were 23-21 in favor of the Penguins. And hits were 27-26 in favor of the Penguins. On the power play, the Sharks were a perfect 1-for-1, whereas Pittsburgh was 0-for-1, but their second in progress going into the third. For the Sharks analysis, it was a much better period for the Sharks. They played a much stronger game that pressured the Penguins' defense and drew a penalty in which the Sharks capitalized on. Brent Burns is continuing his strong game with 2 assists this period, and Martin Jones is continuing to come up big for the Sharks as well. As for the Penguins' analysis, it was a so-so period for the Penguins. They were outplayed in their own zone and were not able to create the same scoring opportunities as they were in the first period. The star players for the Pens were also quiet this period as well. For the Sharks need to do, the Sharks need to continue to sustain the pressure in the Penguins' zone, and everyone needs to continue playing hard and smart. As for the Penguins need to do, the Penguins need to get back to how they played in the first period. They need to get back to creating chaos in front of Martin Jones's net and creating scoring opportunities as well. Then, going into the third period, Patrick Melo would be called at 4:47 for illegal check to the head, which in my opinion was not an illegal check to the head. It was just the way the player was and position-wise, which later on to the game at 17:27, Nick Bonino would score his 4th of the playoffs from Chris Letang and Carl Hagelin, their 9th and 8th of the playoffs respectively. And at 17:51, Ben Lovejoy would be called for hooking. At the end of the game, the Pittsburgh Penguins would go on to win game 1, 3-2. Shots were 41-26 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 33-29 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were tied at 36 apiece. And then the Sharks were 1-for-2 and the Penguins were 0-for-3 on the power play, respectively. For the Sharks analysis, this was a tough period for the Sharks to swallow with how the game ended. The Sharks put forth a valiant effort, but a goal by Nick Bonino off of a broken play plus a defensive mistake by Paul Martin would hand the Sharks a Game 1 loss. Again, I think Brent Burns was hands down the best player for the Sharks in this period again, as well as Martin Jones. You cannot fault Martin Jones for the first two goals, but I can definitely say that I felt that Martin Jones could have had the Bonino goal. And not only that, but Paul Martin should have had his stick down. If he has his stick down, that passing lane's gone, and Nick Bonino does not get that puck. So, but on the same token, I also think that the Penguins should have been called for either interference or something, because the forward who was coming into the zone did knock Brent Burns' sticks out of his hands, which caused part of the problems right there as well. And then as for the Penguins analysis, the Penguins played an up-and-down third period, which saw them scoring the game-winning goal in the final 3 minutes of the game and give them a 1-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Pens created more scoring opportunities than the Sharks did in the third, and as a result were able to sneak out with the victory. Now, personally, I thought the best players were more so on the Sharks. I thought Brent Burns played a hell of a game this game. He was possibly he broke up breakaways, he diffused many odd man opportunities. He was just perfect in my opinion in this game. I mean, it was unfortunate that he didn't have his stick on him for the third goal against. Like I said, I think that should have been a penalty on the Penguins. Yet again, I think there's a lot of penalties that should have been called on the Penguins. Same goes for the Sharks. There are a few that should have been called on them as well. So, short episode, I know, but, you know, I'm doing it by game, and I'm giving my analysis what I think. Definitely going into game 2, I think the Sharks need to play their game in a lot. I think DeBoer put it best in his press conference that, you know, the Penguins played their game in longer stretches than the Sharks did. And I think if the Sharks are able to play their game in longer stretches than the Penguins can, or force the Penguins out of their comfort zone, I think the Sharks can take game 2. Only time will tell. We'll find out tomorrow when the two teams meet up again. personally, I'm still hoping that the Sharks win in six. Haley has given me her prediction. She is agreeing with Dixon. They both believe that the Sharks will win in seven. Only time will tell. So until next time, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindemann, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub in Erie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kilt Girls. For more information on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. Until Wednesday, when we come back at you with the game two results, we'll see you on the ice.